Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
These two guys have Minnesota sports flowing in their veins. Mackie and Judd on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
And happy, well, happy Twins home opener day, but more importantly, happy Reckless Speculation Thursday here on Score North, Minnesota sports with Mackie and Judd. It's our friend Darren Doogie Wilson from the 5 Eyewitness News sports department who brings some inside information and some reckless speculation about our favorite Minnesota sports teams. Darren, I know you guys are all going to Target Field here soon, so we'll be snappy on this scoop session. How you doing?
I am doing well, Phil. Just notified that Luka Garza.
Garzabich.
Happy Luka Garza converted to a standard NBA deal day. So it's not only Reckless Speculation Thursday, not only the Twins home opener.
All right.
But Luka Garza now eligible for the playoffs. Heck, a reminder last night, like Toronto had a G League team out there, right? I mean, Toronto rested so many guys. Some guys legitimately hurt, but like Kelly Olynyk, like that was a weird one. But I get it. They need to maintain a certain spot so they can maintain their first-round draft pick come June. Anyway, so Toronto fielded a G League team last night. Luka Garza's too good. We've said that for a long time. Luka far too good for the G League. He dominated, right? Like 16 points in like 4 minutes.
9 minutes.
9 minutes, okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, Luka, the headline is Luka is now eligible for the playoffs.
Love it, love it. Well, let's we can circle back on some other non-Viking stuff, but let's start Vikings here. In fact, you were literally just before we cracked the microphones, you were getting some information quarterback related here. So let's start with Vikings quarterback looking ahead to the draft here, Duke.
Yes. So Jaden Daniels, LSU quarterback. We've been wondering, will he connect with Kevin O'Connell somewhere along the way here pre-draft? I am told the sides are still working through that. So nothing is on the books as of right now. I noted, heck, what, 8 days ago, like last Tuesday, or maybe it was last Thursday. I guess it would have been Thursday, right? A day or two after the Jaden Daniels pro day, that the idea was, like Ian Rappaport had that day, the idea was that Josh McCown, who was in Baton Rouge, would connect with Jaden after that LSU pro day. I am told that never took place. Not that that's a big deal. I don't know how lengthy that conversation was going to be. But the idea has been for Kevin O'Connell to connect with a lot of these guys. So they're still working through it. Like the Vikings want to spend time with Jaden, specifically Kevin. And Jaden's camp is trying to work through that. He's got some other visits lined up. So it's navigating a lot with, what, 3 weeks to go.
So just to be clear here, Dukes, because I feel like O'Connell and this Vikings administration is doing things differently than the previous ones did by a little bit. Just to be very clear here, it sounds like McCown is going to the pro days. Like a few people go to like watch Jaden's pro day and the rest of the quarterbacks. But what O'Connell and Kwesi are trying to do, and this makes a lot of sense, is connect with the ability to have a private workout on the turf of that QB. They can get a playbook in his hands. They can watch him work out. They can basically get him to do a pro day that they want as opposed to a structured one that the player and his agent want. And that does not conflict at all with the 30 guys that can come here as well, right? So, like, for instance, could I get on McCarthy's turf, put him through my own workout, but then still invite him to TCO for the in-person visit as well?
Well, I mean, I need to get clarity on that. Like, if you're going to see J.J. McCarthy, like the Vikings have, like, I don't know if you then need to bring him here Sunday and Monday, right? So the Vikings are hosting all these draft prospects.
It would be a waste of a slot, probably, wouldn't it?
Yeah, because you're getting enough one-on-one time wherever they connected.
Different environment.
Yeah, last week. So
I'd like to see him around as many as possible.
I'll have to get clarity on that. It's a fair question, yeah. Judd. I don't know. Okay. If that counts as one of your 30, my understanding is, though, you're allowed to host 30 prospects at your facility. Okay. And it's over 30. Like Spencer Rowland of Apple Valley, North Carolina starting right tackle. So a legit draft prospect. Don't know if Spencer gets drafted, but legit draft prospect.
But that's not why he's being,
that doesn't count.
He's being brought in.
Well, sure. I mean, you are going to pick his brain on Drake May. But point is, because he is a local guy from Apple Valley High School,
free visit.
He doesn't count as one of the 30. Zach Anikstead, former Gophers quarterback, right? Because he's from Minnesota, he doesn't count as one of the 30 visits. So we've noted a bunch of the guys, right? Dallas Turner is a first-round prospect due in. We've mentioned a lot of guys going back a number of weeks who are coming into town starting on Sunday, but those guys with local ties do not count toward that 30 number.
So could you bring in the local Apple Valley kid, North Carolina kid, ask him one question about himself and then 3 hours of questions about Drake May, or would that be frowned upon?
Well, I mean, it is what
tell
it
us
is,
about
right?
Drake.
I mean, heck, I mean, like I saw him work out with your guy Booney on Monday. Like, he looks like a legit prospect. I mean, good size.
I shouldn't slander my guy
games. Incredibly intelligent. Went from Harvard to North Carolina. So, I mean, heck, right? I mean, but you are, right, Phil? Like, we'd be stupid to think that they're not going to pick his brain significantly on his quarterback, Drake May. I can promise you that.
Yeah. Let me ask you this on the Jaden Daniels thing is so interesting, because the Vikings have clearly at this point, we know that they've done the private workout thing with J.J. McCarthy. They've done the private workout thing with Michael Penix. What does it mean that they may or may not connect for a private workout with Jaden Daniels? Does it mean that the Vikings aren't that interested? Does it mean that they don't think they have intel that says, what's the point? He's not even going to be there. Does it mean that the Jaden Daniels camp has intel that says, don't worry about it, Vikings, we're not slipping past number two? It would seem odd to me that you do all this due diligence throughout the season, off season, and you wouldn't connect for some sort of lengthy one-on-one with Jaden Daniels.
Okay,
why?
So on that, like, the Vikings want to, let me make this clear, Phil, the Vikings want to connect with Jaden Daniels. So this would be more the Jaden Daniels camp, what you just laid out. Hey, is there a scenario, like, we think our client is going to Washington, right? Or, like, his floor is 3 New England. We really don't think New England is going to move off of 3. So, like, why have him do all these meetings? It's already been a lengthy, grueling pre-draft process. Let's not overload him. Okay, let's have him focus on Washington, focus on New England. Do we need him to focus on the Vikings? So that's where the Vikings are trying to sell the Daniels camp on. Yes, like, we are heavily interested. There is a scenario where we could land him. Like, we want to do as much homework on him as possible. So that's where the dialogue continues. But make no mistake about this, the Vikings hope to connect with Jaden Daniels.
Are any birdies, especially little ones, Duke, are they whispering anything in the past week about the potential of picks 3, 4, and 5 that have changed at all as far as the Vikings' expectation? Because it's springtime, the birdies are out in the trees, you can hear them right now. Do we have New England, Arizona, or LA Charger birdie whispering sweet nothings in your ear?
I will be surprised if the draft order goes as currently constructed. So New England stays at 3, Arizona stays at 4, the Chargers stay at 5. Now, does that mean the Vikings are the team to move up? Perhaps Denver, perhaps someone else. If I had to bet right now, 3 weeks up, because I know on Tuesday we laid out the scenario where the Vikings can't move up, right? Go like Byron Murphy, the defensive lineman from Texas at 11, then maneuver whether take a quarterback at 23 or move up from 23, whether that's Penix or Nix, right? We laid out that scenario Tuesday. I think it got aggregated. But like, if I had to bet right now, the Vikings are going to find a way to move up. Like, the Vikings are going to end up with one of McCarthy, May, or Daniels. That's where my money would be right now.
The Chargers at 5 are such a wild card in all of this, right? Because they could, there's really very little knowledge over what are they going wide receiver. Jim Harbaugh loves to build trenches. They've got some needs along the trenches.
Well, I mean, they love Joe Alt, but he would be a right tackle there. They have Slater. So do you go right tackle Joe Alt at 5, or do you go wide receiver at 5? Or do you move down because you need
play
so
right
much?
Tackle?
Well,
I mean, does Joe Alt get a say in this? Say, I want to play left tackle. Chargers say, well, we're drafting you to play right tackle.
Yeah, I mean, he's got some powerful representation with Condon, other CAA people.
I'm not playing right tackle.
It'll be voiced that the preference, strong preference, is left tackle, not right tackle.
You are potentially forfeiting a rather large second payday if you allow yourself to be committed to protecting the non-blind side of of your QB. I think the receiver one to me, though, Dugs, is the most intriguing there because the Chargers. So that's where if the Vikings, Denver, and let's say the Giants don't go to four, but the Chargers call the Giants and say, we are on the horn with the Broncos right now. We're about to make a trade. And the Giants are like, we need to replace Daniel Jones. Then do the Giants try? So like I could see that five, depending on how this plays out, the Chargers being in the catbird seat, really, really strong place. Because the amount of teams trying to get to that pick might be really strong. To go back to Tuesday and to pounce on the fact that it's Reckless Speculation Thursday, that's where I could see the Chargers getting a complete haul that we might think is too much because somebody got so desperate.
Well, I mean, could it be a scenario where the Vikings do ultimately end up with four? So Arizona ends up with 11, 23. Plus whatever else, perhaps even the 2025 first round pick, but certainly more. Then Arizona's got so much draft capital, including a lot of picks this year. They then maneuver back up for Marvin Harrison Jr. that they get up to five. Like, is that a scenario that seems logical? So the Vikings move up, get to four, then the Chargers move back from five. Arizona gets up to pick five.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Now, I know you're sort of reading tea leaves and you're saying if you were a betting person, you think they're probably, you're not like reporting that they're moving up, but there's
I'm not
so
reporting
much steam,
that.
Right? But here's my question.
There's literally
a lot
nobody
of people
in my shoes, Phil. Nobody literally knows, right? This is all a bit of a guessing game, right? Just trying to, as you said, read the tea leaves, chat with enough people, lay out the information, then come to a conclusion. I don't literally know exactly what the Vikings are going to do. Let me make that very clear.
Right, and of course, and they're going to keep it as close to the vest as possible. But they did just go to Seattle and hold a private workout with a quarterback, Michael Penix, that very few people, if anyone, are projecting to be in the mix above where the Vikings are drafting, right? Is that just part of a contingency plan? Hey, if we can't get a deal done, then Michael Penix is sort of a plan B? Or is there a chance that, I mean, there's a lot of smart people around the quarterback evaluation sphere. I mean, who's the longtime backup quarterback? The Purdue Chase Daniel is out there saying Michael Penix is one of the three best quarterbacks in this draft. I mean, there are some smart people saying that know what they're looking at that say Michael Penix is a top dude in this draft. What does that workout mean to you? Vikings go, you know, they work out Michael Penix privately in Seattle.
Chase Daniel, by the way, is great. I've been trying to get him tracked down for a conversation. Still working on that. By the way, I am catching up with Dan Orlovsky, who I think is great for ESPN on Monday. What does that workout like entail or look like? I mean, that's due diligence. I mean, I still go back to, did you guys reference the Kevin O'Connell appearance at the owners' meetings with Pat McAfee? And in the video that's out there, the Penix back and forth, just...
It was kind of awkward.
Again, reading the tea leaves, it was awkward, right? I just... I can't get past that. Maybe I'll end up being proven wrong on that, but I just
you think
I can't
they
get
like
past
you
that.
You think KOC likes Penix, is what you're saying?
No, I think it's the other.
He didn't want to rip Penix.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other.
But,
thing
I mean, you need to do your homework, right? And, heck, yeah, you're right. Chase Daniel, others, like, they think the world of Michael Penix, right? So... they have to do their homework that, okay, like, we don't want to give up our 2025 first-round pick. Because, Jed, I'm with you. Like, if you're putting the 2025 first-round pick on the table, you're getting up. Whether that's 5-4, whatever. You're getting up for, you know, McCarthy, May, or, you know, Jay.
Patriots
right?
would think about
like,
that.
You're getting up, right? Like, if you're putting that 2025 first-round pick, you're moving up. But if you don't want to move off your 2025 first-round pick because you feel like, hey, like, maybe at best we're a 7-8 win team at best, this year. Yeah. So that pick next April is going to be pick 12, pick 13. Like, that's a hard one to swallow. Maybe even higher. Like, we don't want to be giving up pick 9 in the 2025 first round. So, like, maybe the Vikings can't stomach that. And so you have to do your homework. But I'm just telling you, I still think it's going to be one of May, McCarthy, or Jaden.
I think the Penix thing that comes back that we don't know. And, like, to Duke's point, there's a lot we don't know. Like, we don't know how teams necessarily truly feel about guys. But I think the Penix thing goes to a conversation of the thing that is buried the most and that nobody lets out. It might come out like around draft day. It's the medicals. So, like, we don't know, for all that it used to get leaked about the Wonderlic, right, and the test scores, and yes, those were leaked for a purpose, but they got leaked. You know, have you noticed the one thing that does really not get leaked, the medicals, too much? And so that's where I come back to Penix's knees. And the question, as I saw on a show yesterday, and this is a good way to put it, the question is not like, okay, is Penix's knee going to blow up next year? The question is, how long is his career? Because if you're like, okay, those knees are fine right now, but it's like a car.
Sam Bradford type of a situation.
Exactly. So now we got tread on the tire that, like, McCarthy does not have. And now we're afraid that in you know, because if you say he's going to have 5 good years at certain positions, that's fine. At quarterback, that's not fine. So, like, I think that's the one thing that probably scares teams. It's not Penix's ability, which I think is pretty damn good. It's the fact that there is a literal, he is a used car being driven off the lot, and the value will plummet the second he's picked, which makes it, I think, a very tough sell to draft him too high, although I do like him.
Remind us, is it 2 ACLs?
Yeah.
And a shoulder.
Is that what it is? And a shoulder?
Declan's right.
Yeah, so that goes back to even Indiana. So Indiana into Washington.
Yeah,
yep, time in Indiana. Yeah, yes. I mean, absolutely, right? I mean, we don't have, you know, the information on the medicals, but certainly the Vikings do. Yep. Now, like, I haven't heard, like, his age right now, right? He'll be 24 in a couple weeks. I haven't heard, like, that's some sort of, the Vikings are like, whoa, like, too old. Like, I haven't heard that. But sure, like, if there's a belief that, like, I don't know if he can be your guy for 6, 7, 8 years down the road, then yes. Right. So I think it's more, I'm telling you, I think it's just more due diligence.
Sure.
Like, they just want to make sure they have every box checked on all these pre-draft evaluations.
Yeah. Okay. Before we go through the rest of Doogie's scoop bag here, let's shout out our friends at Target Field, who are opening their season today, 3:10 p.m. first pitch. Okay. It's opening day today at Target Field, opening home weekend at Target Field, and you can get your tickets for this weekend at twins.com/tickets. Twins.com/tickets. Plus, the Twins are going to be, they got the Dodgers coming up April 8th through the 10th. The Guardians are this weekend, and the weather looks like it's going to be really nice the next few days. Stop on by the ballpark, twins.com/tickets. All right, Dukes, what else is in your scoop bag here before we send you off to the ballpark?
Did you guys note the agent changes for both Dalton Reisner and Christian Darrisaw, both now we with did. Drew Rosenhaus?
We didn't note the Darrisaw one. We saw Reisner.
Okay, Rosenhaus. So yeah, Christian Darrisaw now with Drew Rosenhaus. This is his third agent since being drafted. So he had one agent, changed to another. Now he's changing to yet another. So with Drew Rosenhaus, who... He did the Van Ginkel deal. He did the Grenard deal, right? So, you know, Rosenhaus has a great relationship with Rob Brzezinski, but still interesting. On Reisner, crickets. Like, at least in terms of the Vikings. You know, Drew's working it, right? I mean, Reisner feels like Rosenhaus can get him the deal he is seeking. But when it comes to the Vikings, like, nothing. Crickets. Like, just nothing going on there. Not suggesting it couldn't change, but right in this moment, nothing. Zero.
Yeah.
Why would Darrisaw switch now? That's interesting.
Well, to negotiate his big extension.
He locks in the big payday.
Yeah.
Right. But, I mean, he's not going to get that clearly from the way Jefferson went. He's not going to get that summer.
He's planning ahead.
I mean, just what a cutthroat business, though. Right?
Yeah, that's
like, directors all
that's what's interesting.
How exactly did Drew get these, like, well, I know how, but still, it's just.
Right. It's super shady.
It's so shady.
And you're not allowed to poach, but, you know, you can. You can run into a guy at the bar.
Drew Rosenhaus,
you know, the combine.
Drew once called me and told me never call me back again.
How many people in your life have done that? Said that to you?
I think that's the only one who's told me never call me back again.
Well,
he got very upset because I followed up on a tip that a guy had dropped him, and so I talked to his brother Jason.
Yeah.
Jason's like, no, we didn't get. And so I get a call back from Drew. How could you call about that? That's so unprofessional. Never call us again.
I think it'll be all right,
unprofessional.
Judd. I'm going to go out on a limb. The amount of enemies you have, Judd, doesn't touch the amount of enemies that Drew Rosenhaus has.
Oh, God, no. Drew is, no. I'm not near Drew Rosenhaus.
No, you're not. All right, I'll empty out my figurative, or my literal, who knows, however you want to look at it, my notebook here. Mike Clevinger off to the White Sox, back with the White Sox. The Twins kicked the tires on the pitcher, but in the end, did not make him an offer. Nate Heisey, Taylor Heisey's brother, off the board from the portal from Northern Iowa to Iowa State. Ben Jensen pushed hard. Like, the money I'm hearing, I'm catching up with him tomorrow. I don't know if I'll get the official money nailed down, but the money being tossed about, it's not that, like, Iowa State's got a ton of money, but Iowa State is so much further along. I call it pay for play. If you want to call it NIL, fine. To me, it's pay for play. It's free agency. All right.
Yeah.
The amount of money, like, on the surface, I get it, right? Like, Iowa State has built a monster, right, with TJ now entering year four as the coach. I get it. Like, just on the surface, you would pick Iowa State over Minnesota. I understand that. But then you think about the money, because, like, it was a difficult decision. Like, the pull to play for the home state team was there for Nate Heisey. Ben wanted Nate Heisey so badly. But, like, hearing the money being tossed about, like, more than double, he'll get more than double. So the Gophers laid out a number. He'll get more than double that in Ames. And it's just a reminder, like, how does Iowa State, and again, like, Iowa State, comparatively speaking to the rest of the Big 12, I get it. Like, there's many programs way above them. But, like, how are the Gophers in such a painful spot when it comes to pay for play? But it really is. That's the reality.
Dukes, who's their booster?
I mean, it should be T. Danny, but, you know, that was blown up years ago.
But what frustrates me is,
well, a lot of them have died, right? Like Dick Ames, right? But Dick died.
Well, then get new boosters. But, well, but, like, this whole thing, the Dinky Town Collective, it's a bunch of guys like me trying to put together those nickels. You need guys that can just go write the kid the check. Just like buying the Wolves.
You know, here's what we need. We need an old, single, no-family Gopher basketball fan with a ton of money to just write the NIL fund into their will. Says, when I die,
Ross Brendel,
here is $60 million.
I don't know if he has a lot of money, but
I have a cat, and I love the Gophers.
Here's my fat
yes,
man.
That's
and you
a
can
great
have
idea.
It all when I'm gone.
And here's a burnt Jack's pizza.
Yeah. The keys to my townhome. They're yours. Take it. They can stay
you
here.
You know, we're making beer. If you buy our beer, we can fund the play. That's not how this works.
It's not enough. Agree with Judd. You know, it's not enough.
I'm making licorice tomorrow. If you come and buy my, I got a lemonade stand that Stella's going to run in front of the house. We'll put it all in the NIL.
And just because I scribbled a bunch of stuff, I actually buried the lead here. So on the Lori A-Rod, Glenn Taylor situation. So going back to May of 2021, Meyer Orbach, who had 17% ownership at the time, there was some litigation with Glenn Taylor. The court ultimately sided with Glenn, but Meyer had an issue with the transaction, the purchase agreement with Mark and Alex. So Meyer was challenging terms of that. Okay, so Glenn won that court case in May of 2021. But some of the evidence from that court case was the purchase agreement Mark and Alex have with Glenn. All right, it's 47 pages. I emailed you guys. It's on courtlistener.com. Like, you can track it down. But I was curious, okay, that's May 2021. We're now talking 3 years later. Were there any changes, right? Like, or is that the purchase agreement? Or were there, you know, some sort of changes, right? You know, addendums, whatever it is along the way. And I was told by a couple of reliable people last night that what you see there on courtlistener.com, like, that's it right now. So back to May 2021, what was laid out, it's right there on the internet for everybody to read. It is, that's the purchase agreement. Nothing has been changed from May of 2021. So Mark and Alex feel like they have unreal representation. I was reminded the representation they have is off the charts, but Glenn's got his guy, Greg, some other people, you know, Glenn feels like, hey, they have violated terms of the agreement. This is heading toward a mediation. Can you imagine being the mediator on this one? Then eventually, I think it gets to an arbiter, right? Gets to arbitration, you know, and from there, then does the Board of Governors, like, let's say Mark and Alex win that, because I'm telling you, if you read the terms of the contract, you know, but I need to hear from Glenn, like, what exactly, like, let's go page by page. What terms did they violate? But you read the contract, it's like, okay, like, I get it. They have a case. But then in the end, it goes back to what I said weeks ago. Like, is the Board of Governors going to approve this entire process if it gets to that point? That's where I stop.
I just love, just to back up a second, Mark and Alex have Wachtell, which is one of the top law firms in the country. They literally have a lengthy Wikipedia page lining out their, like, their history of cases and different things. They've represented the United States Department of Treasury in the early 2000s on a case.
They were involved with Elon Musk buying Twitter. Google that. That's what somebody told me last night.
So you've got
Wachtell was involved with the purchase of Twitter. So yes,
you've got Mark and Alex with one of the most powerful law firms in the entire country, and then you've got Glenn with his guy Greg, cousin Greg. No disrespect to Greg. Okay, he's a better lawyer than I would ever be, but.
Billable hours from Greg.
I don't know.
Greg Moss.
But hey, like, cost you, Glenn.
Back to 2021. You don't think Meyer had good representation, right? Glenn won that battle in 2021. Glenn's won plenty of other court battles as well. Yeah. Right? So, yeah, I mean, we can laugh all we want about cousin Greg, all that, whatever.
Old Greggy.
You know, Greg knows what the heck he's doing.
The guy from Succession.
Yeah, that's Greg what I'm saying. Yeah, it's Greg. It's cousin Greg.
But yeah, I'm just telling you, Mark and Alex feel like they have one heck of a case. So, you know, the work continues to put everything together, lay everything out, and then mediation. Then to me, eventually, an arbiter will have to make a ruling.
What do you think Wachtell charges per hour? I'm going to Google that. Wachtell.
Well, I bet Wachtell's on retainer for Mark, so he probably gets a deal.
He might,
from them, because he does enough where you would need, despite the fact he says, I have never been sued or sued anybody in my life, he has to be prepared to be sued pretty much a lot.
But like in New York City, you want Wachtell, right? On a national level, you want Wachtell.
I'm going to call Wachtell right now and see what they can do for me.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, heck, if things ramp up with Rosenhaus,
hey, Greg,
right?
What's up? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jason.
I mean, who knows? If Jason and Drew come after you, Judd, right?
Yep.
Get Wachtell on retainer.
Don't ever call me again.
Don't ever call me again. Unprofessional. I'm unprofessional. You're stealing clients.
I don't know what their hourly rate is, but they billed $17 million in hourly fees for the litigation against Elon Musk.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
this is a story article in October. So, anyways.
Yeah,
all right, big time. You got to get to the ballpark. These guys have to get to the ballpark.
Absolutely.
It's been a great Reckless Speculation Thursday.
Speculation. Sounds good, gentlemen.
That's Darren Doogie Wolfson.
See ya.
Thanks, dude.
Eyewitness News. We'll see him again next week here. Glenn's guy, Greg versus one of the most powerful lines. He's probably going to win. It's the crazy thing.
Now, Greg's got, I'm sure he's got an associate, and I'm sure he's got somebody who helps him. Like, once he gets done with law school or something, he comes in and helps Greg. Yeah.
I think Greg is older than college age, but that's just my guess.
No, I'm saying he hired a college kid to help him out.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure Greg has been doing this for quite some time.
Yeah. So, all right, we got to run.
We got to go.
Happy opening day. Happy Reckless Speculation Thursday here on Minnesota Sports with Mackie and Judd.